Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Right, we're now going to an interview with Inspector Keshvi Nair, Public Relations Officer and spokesperson for the National Council of SPCAs, dealing with what to do with your pets when you go on holiday. Welcome, Inspector Nair.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for having us.
My pleasure. It's not a simple issue. Could I ask you first what really you would see as the ideal solution to dealing with pets while you go on holiday?
Well, one thing I can say for sure is that there's no excuse for leaving pets alone at home for extended periods of time. Mm-hmm. Many people make the mistake of thinking that, you know, you just need to leave food and water and that's sufficient. And it's definitely not. Mm-hmm. There are a number of things that could go wrong. And also, it's just not fair. It's not fair on your pets to do that to them. So ideally, first prize would be for you to be with your pets. Mm-hmm. And that can be done in one of two ways. The first way is for you to stay home with your pets, stay home with your pet for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And that puts you at an advantage on a number of things. It's the holiday season. Many people are bursting fireworks. Your animal will have the comfort of having you at home with them and being in a familiar surrounding. If there's an emergency, you know where your vet is. So that puts you at an advantage if you stay at home with your pets. The second way is we live in a day and age where you can take your pets on holiday with you. Mm-hmm. There are a number of facilities that are pet friendly. So why not take your pet with you to those places? You can search for those places beforehand. If you go into friends and family, ask if you can bring your furry companion mm-hmm. with you. And if you're not in the ideal position where you can be with your pets and you really need to leave your pets behind, then the next best thing to do would be for you to leave your pet with somebody that you know and that you trust and that you can vouch for. These are usually, you know, your very close friends or family members. And again, the ideal situation would be for that person to come to your house, because your pet is familiar with that surrounding. If it's not possible for the person to come and stay and house sit and pet sit for you, and the animal needs to go to that person's house, then you need to make sure that if that person has any other pets, that their pets and your pets are compatible. So yeah, that's the second option that you have.
Right.
And then the third option, sorry. Yes.
So go ahead.
The third option. If you don't know anybody who can look after your pets, if you don't know anyone that you can trust, then you can place your pets into a boarding facility. The SPCAs across the country, they do offer boarding facilities. But if you're not going to go to an SPCA or if there is no local SPCA in your area and there is a boarding facility, you need to do your research on that facility. Don't just go and leave your pet anywhere. Go to the facility beforehand. Make sure that you've seen where your pet is going to be kept. Make sure that you know that these people are going to look after your pet. And lastly, as a last resort, if you can't keep your pet with you during the holidays, if you don't have anyone to look after your pet for you, you can't put your pet into boarding, the last resort would be to get a pet sitter. And again, this is something that you really need to do your research on, because animals can't necessarily talk. Yes, they can display different behavior, which will indicate to you that something's not right here. But your dog can't tell you, listen, the pet sitter beat me up because I urinated on the carpet. Mm. So you need to do your research when it comes to pet sitters and make sure that it's somebody that you believe you can trust with your pet. And if you are going to leave your pet with a pet sitter, maybe try and get cameras so that you can, if you see that your pet is displaying different behavior, you can go back and look and see what actually happened when you were gone. Mm-hmm.
One of the things I understand is that if you take your pet with you on holiday, there are quite specific requirements that should be put in place for actually transporting the pet. It's not just a matter of putting a dog in a back seat or something like that. Mm-hmm. Could you elaborate on what sort of issues have to be taken into consideration in transporting a pet?
No, definitely. I agree with you there, and thank you for bringing that up. I think the first thing is making sure that your pet is able to travel long distances. So if you know that you're going to take your pet with you, a good idea would be to do a test drive, a short distance, maybe go around the block or to your nearest mall and back and see how your pet does traveling in the vehicle. If you see that your pet is jumpy and, you know, hyperventilating and not doing well, then you want to consider going to your local vet and just asking them for help. Sometimes they can give you medication. which can assist with your pet traveling. Mm-hmm. Secondly is the way in which you're going to transport these animals. I don't want to go off topic, but one of the things that we see during Christmas, or not Christmas, but the holiday season mm-hmm. rather, is the way that farm animals are transported. And many people overlook farm animals because they're not cute and cuddly. Mm. But one of the cruelest things, that farm animals experience is the way that they're transported. I mean, we've seen goats and cattle that have been tied at the legs, or by the horns mm. on trailers, and they are slipping and sliding on their own feces. And it's horrible. Mm. So when it comes to your furry companions, just to come back to the topic, mm-hmm. Or your cat, for example, especially with cats, you may want to get a cat carrier, which will help the cat not jump around the car so much and mm-hmm. just be in a safe, suitable place. The way that the animal is transported must be secure, and it must be done in such a manner that the animal is not, you know, restrained, where it can't move and it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So a dog crate or a cat carrier, I think for the cats, it's more important. For your dog, you know, it's a lot easier. They take a lot better in the back seat because there's a bit of space there. And also, you may want to map out where you're going so that you can have potty breaks mm-hmm. in between, so that you can prevent accidents from happening in your car.
Okay, great. I think that's extremely valuable and very timeous. And it just means people really must be mindful of their animals. Inspector Naya, thank mm-hmm. you very much for joining us and for the insights into pet care.
Thank you very much.